Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullahi is a great pious predecessor who passed in history, and his words, if I start speaking about him, then our time is at the moment, you could say, short. We don't have enough time. But just understand that he was the great Wali Allah of his time, Hazrat Hassan Basri. Once there was a gathering where he was present, and an individual came to that gathering, and he asked, Hazrat, there's a lot of poverty and hardship at the moment. What should be done? Another person came. He said, Hazrat, that we're not able to have children. Please tell me something to recite. Third individual came, presented himself. He asked, that the water in my fields and my land has dried up. Please tell me some action to remedy this. So all three individuals had a different circumstances, different needs, different scenario. One was about poverty, hardship. One was about not having children, not being able to have children. And one was obviously upset about his farmland. The water dried up, drought, barren. So Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah have mercy on him, he explained, prescribed a wazifa, a solution to all three of them, the same solution. And he said that do tawbah, repentance in abundance. So the person who sat there, he was surprised. He said, Hazrat, these are three separate, different, unique scenarios, and each one's got a different problem, and to all three you've given the same solution, wazifa, the same prescription. So Hassan Basri Ramdullah recited the verse of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, that ask your Lord to forgive your sins. He is the most forgiving, all forgiving, and he will send to you rain from above, and there will be progression in your offspring and your matters, and the fields will take place, they will grow, and rivers will flow. What has happened to you that you don't understand Allah's greatness? Surah Nuh, verse 10. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his statements upon this, he stated that every illness, difficulty, problem, worry, tragedy, illnesses, problems, calamities in the dunya, worldly issues, and there are so many problems. Problems with children, problem with regards to wealth, problems with regards to business, problems with regards to having offspring, relationships, colleagues, friendships, issues. Yes, ajeeb and weird illnesses, unique illnesses. And today, they were passing through such a time that all of that we can see, we're all surrounded by this adab. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us one cure. And what was that? Astaghfar. The abundance of astaghfar in the presence of Allah, to ask Allah to forgive us, to repent. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed habit that he demonstrated to us was that in one sitting, 70 times over, astaghfar he would recite. And the blessed habit of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such, 100 times over he do istighfar. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us the recommendation for repeatedly to do istighfar, repeatedly. Why? Because istighfar, this solves all of the issues of a person. Just like Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah, a great Shaykh, Wali Allah, the example I gave to you, just like he prescribed. Now, when it said that istighfar is the cure, do istighfar, then one thing we understand from this is that we start to recite astaghfirullah, the kalima, the verse, astaghfirullah ta'ala rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. We start reciting 1,000 times, somebody says 10,000 or whatever reason. But this action is not the real tawbah, repentance. It's not true repentance. This is a repetition. Yes, a recitation. This is a wazifa. But the true repentance that Allah Ta'ala is talking about, explaining to us, what does that mean? True tawbah, istighfar, the action of repentance, after that, when you do true repentance, what is that? Compared to just reciting, true tawbah, true repentance is when a person does true repentance after that. When he recites this kalima, then subhanallah, then you see the effects of that. That's when it becomes a repetition. For example, when a person does tawbah to Allah, repents, what is tawbah? Nowadays, we are passing through difficult times, and we maybe do astaghfirullah, tasbeeth, and brothers, listen, this will not give us success. This will not give us success. Rather, tawbah, repentance, istighfar, it means that first and foremost, the human being needs to identify his sins. You need three things to do tawbah, istighfar. Three things. Three steps along with which the person's tawbah is accepted. The first step in tawbah is that in the presence of Allah, we need to present ourselves fully. Yes, understand we're in the court of Allah. And we need to be extremely remorseful regarding our sins. I do this sin, I do this sin, I do this sin. No need to hide from Allah. Allah knows everything. I've done this, Allah, I've done this, I do this as well, Allah, do this as well. That things are hidden from the world that we do, which are sins, but Allah knows them, doesn't He? So to accept in front of Allah, be so ashamed that Allah, I've committed sins, Allah, I regret this, I have remorse, feeling Allah, I shouldn't have done this. Then after that, what to do the next step? First identify, accept the sins, then that sins, those sins that we do, that we commit, say to Allah, Allah Ta'ala, I will immediately shun those sins. That's condition two. Step two. Allah, immediately I will leave these sins. Not pending, I'll try, I'll do this and that. Person came to me for tawbah, repentance. And I'll tell you the tariqah as well after, that there are two types of tawbah. Yeah, so, and it was quite a big gathering. And it took about half an hour, 30 minutes. He said, I want to do tawbah. I said, come. I said, fine, do these. Will you keep the beard? I'll try. Okay. They said, you will have to say to Allah that I will keep the beard. You have to leave the sin, then your tawbah will be accepted. Then he stepped back. I said, have a think. Fine. He said, okay, fine, I'll do tawbah. I said, okay, come. Then he came again. I said, okay, speak. Inshallah, I'll keep the beard. He said, inshallah, I'll try to keep the beard. In other words, 30 minutes, you can imagine that this happened with me. The whole gathering was there. There was a masjid. Then he stepped back. Then he thought. He said, okay, I'll do tawbah. I said, okay, come. He came. Then he said again the same thing. Eventually, after 30 minutes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for me and for him. And he said that I will keep the beard from today. Subhanallah. So he had the regret over that sin. And then he promised that I will leave the sin. That's tawbah. I'm telling you that the Quran is prescribed to us. That everything, it finishes at that time. Your past actions and the biggest disease, calamity disappears. Tawbah is a wazifa. It's a physical prescription. Today what's happening around us is nothing. Zero. Very easy it become for us to control this. You understand? That Allah's rahmah, mercy will envelop that home where tawbah is implemented. That home where this tawbah takes place. For sure, 100% the Quran guarantees. Think about Corona, even Corona's father cannot arrive to that home. Even his father cannot arrive to that home. If we do it correctly. So first step one, we should be ashamed, regret. Number two is to accept that sin and to reject it. That this is stop from today, from today. I throw these sins away. Singing music, finish from today. Because these actions, by implementing these sins, what happens? Allahu Akbar, think, what a massive How Allah's grabbed, Allah Ta'ala grabs a person when there's a disease, when a person dies, they grab him and throw him away to the side. People don't even know where is he. He's disappeared. And how people are dying. And Allah Ta'ala says that I'll give you a chance, I'll give you a chance. So regret, we have remorse, and immediately to identify that sin, have a shame for it, and shun it. Not play games. I said to you, 13 minutes he came and went, came and went, came and went. The third action, subhanAllah, third action we need to do is that after today I will not commit the sin again. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. When these three things come together, step one, identify the sins to with the regret and shame. Number two, immediately I leave the sin, discard, pick up these sins and throw them away. These resources that commit sins, the tools that I use to shave and cut the beard, pack them and throw them outside. Throw them. Just like the women, when they don't observe parda, immediate tawbah. This is tawbah. Don't play games with Allah. Number three, from today I will not do this. And you say, oh no, I'm going to do the sin again, it'll be difficult for me. What if I commit again? What if I repeat it again? I'm so used to it. Then subhanAllah, Allah's rahmah, mercy. For that Allah says, then this is the wazifa. Then the day you recite astaghfirullah 100 times, if you commit the sin, I'll continue to forgive you. Allah says, ghafuru rahim. You've asked for forgiveness, I will forgive you. But due to your nafs, if suddenly after doing tawbah it's difficult for you and you repeat the sin again, you turn back again and you're ashamed, then Allah says, when you do this wazifa astaghfirullah, then I will continue to forgive that sin. Then's that recitation of astaghfar, that's when it comes of use. Then Allah's rahmah, we should be hopeful of that. Then say, I won't do it again, and continue to in parallel recite astaghfirullah, this wazifa. If you commit that mistake again, say, I've made a mistake, I've done this again, I made a mistake, I do astaghfar again. Repeat istighfar again. So first is true tawbah. After that, the tasbih of istighfar. When you make a mistake, straight away do the tasbih repetition, regret Allah made a mistake again, then Allah Ta'ala will continue to wipe his slate clean. And then it will be protected, mahfuz. This is tawbah istighfar. In that home where this tawbah takes place with the fadl of Allah, inshallah. First is tawbah, true tawbah, with the three steps I've just mentioned. Tawbah haqiqi, true tawbah. After that, then you take the tasbih of istighfar, right? Rasulullah used to do 100 times or this many times. Rasulullah 70 times, the Sahih Bukhari is hadith. Every day Rasulullah used to do 70 times the istighfar. Yes, At-Tayyib al-Zambi. Yeah, the Prophet has explained to us in the hadith, the person once he's done tawbah from sin, even if he's got sins that accumulate from the earth to the heavens, mounds of sins, what happens then? That after commit that sin, if he comes and he's done tawbah, it's as if he hasn't even committed one sin. One. Subhanallah. Allah's rahmah descends on that person. The doors to piety open. The steps towards Allah's friendship, he starts to ascend those steps within a second. True tawbah. Reject the sins immediately and promise not to repeat them again. And after promising not to do the sin, if you commit the sin again, little bit, if you do sins here and there, then recite the wazifa, astaghfar, astaghfirullah ta'ala rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Then it benefits you, that recitation. We haven't done true tawbah, we take the tasbih and sit down, astaghfirullah, we carry on doing the sins. Do tasbih every day, 1,000 times, astaghfirullah, do 50,000 times a day, astaghfirullah, 100,000 times a day, astaghfirullah. What's the point of doing that? What's the benefit? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Qur'an al-Kareem, to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala addressed him, do tawbah, Allah, and ask Allah to forgive your sins. Do true tawbah. Allah is the one who forgives. And what do we say? Allah is ghafoorur raheem. Allah is ghafoorur raheem. Ghafoor is where Allah Ta'ala forgives. Allah says, if you ask me for forgiveness, then Allah said, I have said, seek pardon of your Lord, but ask me, oh, Allah is ghafoorur raheem. Why don't you pray, Salah? Allah is ghafoorur raheem. What kind of ghafooriyat is this? That's a slander. I'll continue to sin and Allah will continue to forgive me. No, ghafoor means Allah will forgive. Seek pardon. When you seek pardon properly, then Allah will forgive. For example, if you come to me to get money, I'm generous. Oh, he's generous. And you go to us. Okay, maybe there's no doubt I'm generous. And if you ask me, then I'll give you, isn't it? You have to ask first. If you come to me, you sit there, he's generous. You talk about other things, X, Y, Z, A, B, C. You go back, he didn't give me anything. You say, did you ask him for anything? When you went, did you demand? He said, no. He said, then you're mad. You went there, you didn't even ask him. How's he going to give to you? Allah is ghafoorur raheem. Allah says, I am ghafoorur raheem. I forgive and I give pardon. If you ask me for forgiveness, I'll give you. But if you don't do the action that seeks forgiveness, then that is a big slander. You continue to sin. And Allah is ghafoorur raheem. Allah will forgive you, will pardon. I can carry on like this. Allah will forgive. Totally, Allah is the al-ghafoorur raheem. He is. But we don't do tawbah properly. Allah says, if you don't ask for that forgiveness properly, then how will you forgive yourself? True tawbah. True tawbah repentance, without that, a person first is to do it, after that he recites the wazifa astaghfar, the tasbihah, the repetition, then nur ala nur, light beyond light. For this Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that ask Allah for pardon, for forgiveness. Allah is Al-Ghafoor Rahim. Ask from Him. If you ask Him, then He'll forgive you. Then from the heavens the rain will come upon you, and in your children and your wealth there will be progression. You'll have orchards and rivers and barakat. Allah is so great and glorious, He will give to you. Difficulties, calamities, diseases, plagues, Allah Ta'ala has got the cure. And all of these with tawbah, true tawbah will give the cure. Not in tasbih, no repetition, in true tawbah, true repentance. So tawbah. So I've told you how to do tawbah. Three steps. Now, how do you do tawbah? How do you do tawbah? Physically, how do we do it? This is the verse that I've recited in front of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse has told us the best way of how to do tawbah. The best way. This is the Qur'ani method. And this is how we should do tawbah, in this way. Allah says, oh my Prophet, when the believing women come to you for this reason, for which reason? Subhanallah. That they want to do tawbah, that at your hands they want to do bayah, they want to repent. Subhanallah. O Prophet, if believing women come to you taking oath of allegiance, obviously the menfolk are included, this is a general principle. Which women? The mu'minat who prayed salah, sahabi, already Muslims, lazim for every believing woman. No, I'm a mutaki, I pray salah, I'm this and that. No, this verse explains to us that you have to do this tawbah in your life. Despite your being a Muslim and practicing, you have to do this tawbah. Oh my Prophet, at that time, it was the generation of the Prophet ﷺ, the Quran was being revealed. So this rule was to continue till Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. That just like for everything, Allah Ta'ala has, for example, Allah Ta'ala gives examples, hadith, Quran and ilm. Rasul ﷺ, for this tawbah also Allah Ta'ala selected deputies, and they are called the Mashayikh Ikram. So just like your Mufassireen teach Quran, Muhaddithin teach hadith, you have the Mashayikh Ikram, the walis of Allah, peers, sheikhs, who the deputies of this amal, of this lesson, of this knowledge, of ulum, of tazkiyah, so that people go to the mashayikh, do tawbah, repent, and they give bayah, oath of allegiance, and they do tawbah. This is also a tariqah from the Quran. Yes? So when the men or women come to a sheikh, just that Allah is telling the Prophet that, oh my Nabi, ya ayyuhan Nabi, idha ja'aka al-mu'minatu yubayinaka ala alla yushrikna bilayhi. That if the believing men or women go to a sheikh and say, I want to do tawbah, this is called true repentance. If he goes, the student says, Hazrat, my sheikh, please do, allow me to do tawbah. Repent at your hands. Yes, Allah is explaining this. Ala alla yushrikna billahi shay'a. Then comes the second step. So when you go to a sheikh, and then he will ask you to make promises. Okay, you come to do tawbah. Okay, sit down. Okay, sit down. Then he will tell you the sins. Just like the Quran has given the list, that don't do these sins. Don't do these sins. Yes, subhanallah. Allah yushrikna billahi shay'an wala yasriqna wala yaznina wala yaqtulna awladahunna wala yatina bi buhtani yaftarinahu bayna aydihinna wa arjulihinna wala ya'sina kifi ma'roof. Yes, in other words, Allah Ta'ala, Rasul Sam took promises, we won't do shirk. We will not steal, the women said. We will not do immodest actions. We will not ascribe anyone as a partner to Allah. We will not commit adultery. We will not lie. We will not disobey you what's right. Then today's sins. So the sheikh takes the promises from the woman and the man. You won't do this sin, X, Y, Z. You won't do this sin or this sin. Just like as I said to you, that sin has to be shunned at that time. Yes, I will leave this sin from today. I'll do amal on this. So that's now that step one. Now second stage, that was we just explained. So the promises will be taken. Yes, so you then have to accept and give the promise, because you're getting Jannah, paradise. What the rewards you're getting. So today we have this problem around us. Every man should do tawbah, and then this difficulty, calamity will be destroyed. The biggest cure for this disease today that we're around us is this action of tawbah prescribed in the Quran. There's no cure for this disease apart from tawbah. For the non-Muslims, come into iman. If you got to iman, then do tawbah. Yes, sir. So if you're not a believer, not Muslim, then come into Islam. And those who have iman in their hearts, then they have to do tawbah. There's no third cure anywhere at all. No third cure for this disease, this calamity. And this is the true tawbah that I've just told you. This is the cure that you have to go to Wali Allah, a sheikh, the mashayikh. Go to the sheikh who's got permission to teach. Don't go to some fake person. Because the true sheikhs, their style is unique. Their life is based on sunnah, sharia. That's the sign. How do you know if you are going to Wali Allah? Yeah, they don't have games or tricks or magic or chants or trance. Everything Wali Allah will do according to sharia sunnah. How dare a woman come into his gathering or sit in front of him without the parda, that he speaks to women without parda, do this and that. No games, no magic, nothing. That this person, he doesn't criticize anyone that you're not a Muslim, you're bad, or you're this. No. The Wali Allah has fikr for whole of humanity. His majlis is great. Now he gives bayah, oath of allegiance to women behind the parda, barrier, like today over the phone. He'll never seat a woman in front of him. A sheikh, never. A true sheikh. No, and people today, there'll be sharia in his environment, there'll be sunnah. You will not find anything at all. That person is then, he's got the sign, he's a wali, not karamat, miracles, gush vision, do dua, give me a son, or do magic here, or this and that. Nothing at all in his gathering. No way, no. Just one action in the company of the Wali Allah, that he introduces the human beings to their Rabb Allah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And if the sheikh, the teacher, does this action, that he has no other action, no other duty, task, just one, alhamdulillah, which is that he introduces the servants of Allah, the creation of Allah, to Allah, and he makes them do true tawbah. And then he protects his students. He works hard on his students for them to stave off the sins, leave the sins. He looks after them, nurtures them. Come and do bayah with me. Okay, you're my murid now. Student, he doesn't know where the student's gone, where's bayah gone. He carries on sinning, and the woman's sinning. Oh, and the students say, oh, I've got this sheikh, I've got this peer, and I'm attached to that order, and that silsila. If you had a link with that teacher, foolish student, have a bit of a brain. That if you, for example, connect the wire to a socket, then there'll be light illumination in that room, isn't it? If you connect the wire through which the current flows to the bulb, then obviously the light will come on. If in a light in a room there's a switch and there's darkness in that room, and if you connect the cable to the switch and on the other side you touch the bulb and you switch it on, then the light will come on, the bulb will come on. That's called connection, isn't it? Current flowing. So if you've got a connection with a peer, with a sheikh, then how much light is there in that sheikh intensity that your sins are not being removed, eliminated, he's not working on you? No. I've got a link though with that sheikh, he's my teacher. But where's the connection? You make a connection, you do bayah, you give the oath of allegiance for this reason, so he works with you, removes the sins from your life, the promises you've made, you work hard, he explains to you, reminds you, etc. You work together, no meeting, no parallel working hard, no tarbiyah, no reformation, no improving the person, nothing. Today, nowadays, this is not bayah. It's not bayah. This is happening. There's food in my sheikh's gathering. He's this and he's telling us about this and dreams and visions. He's telling us about the future. Total zero, total nonsense drama. Quranic method. Allah Ta'ala says, O my Prophet, O my Nabi, when the believing women come to you and with this intention that they want to do tawbah, they want to seek forgiveness from Allah for their sins, that's why we've come to you, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why we've come to you. Then Allah says, tell them, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that get the promises from them women that we will not commit shirk. We will not ascribe partners to Allah. We will not steal. We will not commit adultery. We won't kill our children. We won't lie or slander. And anything that we've done with our hands and feet, sins, we will promise we won't commit those sins. And we will live our life according to the Sharia. And according to the Sharia and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will live our life. Then Allah says, fi ma'rufin. Subhanallah, fi ma'rufin. And we promise, فَبَايِعْهُنَّ وَاسْتَغْفِرِ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ. Subhanallah says, فَبَايِعْهُنَّ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ. Then just accept their allegiance and ask and accept them, my Prophet. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ. Subhanallah. And the next point, Allah Ta'ala, what a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given them. When an individual does true tawbah like this at the hands of a sheikh, look at the great reward he gets. Allah says, فَبَايِعْهُنَّ أَوْ مَا نَبِي. Accept their allegiance, their bayah. If they made these promises, accept their tawbah. Allah says, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ. Now Allah Ta'ala is saying to the Prophet, then do one action. They have accepted these conditions, then have mercy on them. That do dua for them for their maghfirah. Allahu Akbar. Wastaghfir lahunna Allah. The pious leaders have said that today, even when a man or woman goes to a sheikh, to a true sheikh, and does bayah at his hands and pledges allegiance, that with Allah's fadl and Allah's grace, we have total hope based on this verse, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does dua with Allah's fadl and karam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does dua for that individual, he raises his hand. Subhanallah. Then Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. This woman's asking for forgiveness. O Prophet of Allah, you are asking for their forgiveness. I am Allah, Allah says. Now Allah says, غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Now Allah says, لو I am Allah, and everyone has come to me to ask, oh, I am غَفُور. I am Allah, I can do whatever I want. So Allah says that I forgive this person. I forgive all of his sins and wipe them away and make him totally pure and clean. Those places where he committed the sins, the locations, Allah says, I wipe the sin from those locations. Remember, such a tawbah when a person does, nobody should look back at his sins and remember them. Don't even think about them. Don't even think about them. Don't even think about them. Ghafoor, Allah says, and Rahim. Subhanallah, Allah says that Allah is forgiving, and first I forgive all the sins, and Rahim, I am so merciful. Allah says, now my Rahmah. So first I'm Ghafoor, I forgive, and after forgiving a person who before this, what was he? He was standing in the fire of hell and criminal acts and zina, adultery, banditry. But as soon as he suddenly done tawbah, and Allah says, then I change his face and direction towards another path, and I've forgiven him. Allah says, Inna Allah Ghafoor and Ar-Rahim. Allah says that he's become so beloved to me, so beloved to me now. Allah says, I feel that I deal with you with rahmah, with mercy. I want to deal with you with mercy. Allah says, all of your sins, collect them. Allah says, collect all of his sins. I've just forgiven him. Allah says, I collect all of his sins. When his sins are collected, Allah says, go, all of these sins, transfer them into good deeds, wipe away the sins. Subhanallah. What is this? This is true tawbah, subhanallah. This is brother's tawbah, repentance. Tell me, is there any man or woman who wants to do tawbah like this? When this tawbah is done, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala forgives, Allah's rahmah, it delivers, rahmah comes onto that person, nur descends onto that person, light. And a person then should stick to his promises. The promises he's made, alhamdulillah. The promises, how many rewards of doing tawbah? Number one, reward one. Subhanallah, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua, you attain it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person. And thirdly, rahmah azeem comes from Allah. Allah says, transform all of his sins into good deeds so he can wander into paradise. This is called true tawbah, true repentance. After that, then you can do the tasbih, the repetition, astaghfirullah 100 times. And then your shaykh, whatever dhikr he gives to you, that will be great dhikr, and that will eliminate your sins. What does the shaykh do? Then shaykh, he teaches dhikr to his student, to the woman or the man. The shaykh that teaches, I'll now prescribe to you dhikr. What's the benefit of that dhikr? That you will become steadfast. The promises you've made to Allah, shaytan will come, he'll attack you to try to break that link between you and Allah. He'll make you repeat the sins, remind you of your sins. He'll try to make you back to a U-turn towards your sins. For that, the point, the solution Allah has given. Allah Ta'ala's dhikrullah wa dhikrullah kathira. Do dhikr in abundance. That's the prevention then. Preventative medicine. First do true tawbah, repentance. After that, take the dhikr that your shaykh prescribed to you. Dhikr will keep you steadfast. Because Allah Ta'ala says that you are the successful people, the kathir dhikr that your shaykhs prescribed to you. If you continue to do that regularly, then two things you'll get. One, that you will be steadfast on your promises. Shaytan will not come close to you. And secondly, Allah guarantees, most definitely you will attain success, falah. And you will depart this world successfully, successfully. This is the deen, summarized. This is deen, Islam. Tell me today the adhab Allah sent to the mu'min. For this reason Allah has given a warning, admonishment that we've diverted, gone off track. We are drowned in our sins. Yes, we are shaking. Our homes are full of sins. And with music, singing, immodesty, dirty actions, immodesty, fahash. Upon us, the dunya and the wealth and the greed of woman's earning, man is earning, no parda, no barrier, children, where are they, where's this, where's the husband, ajeeb, wild life, animal style life we have. Money, money, come, money, money. Yeah? Daughters, young daughters wear such dress codes, they're wandering around the streets. From the morning they go, in the evening we don't know where they are, which office are they, what work, immodesty, everything showing the father doesn't ask, the mother doesn't ask, and nobody cares, nobody's interested. So why shouldn't adab come? But Allah has given us a chance. Such a dangerous disease, corona, person cannot imagine that Allah Ta'ala azab Allah sent. It's not a sickness, it's not a disease, it's adab, it's a form of punishment. And whoever it takes hold of, then Allah says, then he cannot be saved. He cannot be saved. There's only one cure, true tawbah, true repentance, and the tariqah is this. Today Allah's opened the doors. Have courage, determination, my brothers. What should happen is that we should do true tawbah according to the Quran, like I've just explained. Do tawbah in this way. And there's no chance apart from the Quran says, the rest Allah knows best. Yes, I'm telling you the Quranic method. Do tawbah like this, that these verses of the Quran that I've recited, so many promises upon true tawbah. Allah talks about true tawbah, true repentance. What great rewards from the heavens, rain, rizq descends down, halal wealth will come. We don't need to send our women folk and daughters out in the streets, in the shopping centers, sit without haya in front of people. If you work, there'll be so much barakah Allah will give, so much subhanallah. All of your desires will be fulfilled if you do true tawbah, real tawbah. Real tawbah. If we don't listen, not just, oh, probably I'll read namaz and I do this as well. We need dunya and we need deen. Today we say this statement. Ajeeb statement. Weird statement. We need deen and we need dunya. We need the world and we need religion. This philosophy I've not understood. We need jahannam and we need jannah. Eh? Hellfire and paradise. What is this? That, my friends, dunya, what this means, look, we need to say we want our dunya to be easy and our hereafter to be easy. What this means that, oh, we can do all the sins in this world and we want Jannah. Is this what we want? So we can have deen as well and akhirah. We can have dunya and the world and sins. There's one example I'll give for this. One person is a Latifa, sort of a famous saying, you could say. This person, he had a shorts on underneath and on the top he had the tie. Yeah? And somebody went to see him. He said, what's this? You got tie and shirt and beneath you've got shorts on. And normally you have a suit, you have a trousers and a tie and a shirt. What's this? He said, you don't know. He said, tell me, what's the secret behind your dress code? He said, I put the shorts on because I'm at home, so I'm easy, relaxed. It's my house. He said, okay. And he said, tie and shirt. He said, for this reason, that maybe somebody will come to meet me, you know, so just in case. So I'm ready for both events. So this is our situation today in the dunya. We want dunya and deen, is that we should have that dunya. Ask from Allah the world, ahsan dunya, which is in accordance to the deen, then your dunya becomes jannah. In other words, our worldly life should be such that totally we live our life according to sharia, halal earnings, halal words, halal lifestyle. That is called deen and dunya. And akhirah as well, ahsan, hereafter, great hereafter. The deeds we do, so that when we go to the rafter, they allow us to go into paradise easily. Not this that, oh, I want dunya as well, world, and do what I want, earn haram, and commit haram actions. And also in the akhirah, I want paradise, and praise Allah as well, and do this and that. And cut the beard, and do dua as well, deen as well, dunya as well. In parallel, what sort of philosophy is this? This is shaitani thoughts, satanic thoughts. Yes, this is not according to hadith and Quran. Yes, good dunya, ask for good dunya, ask for good hereafter. You should have deen and dunya. Deen should be such, your religion, your faith, so it makes your life beautiful and smooth. Your life in this world, dunya should be according to sharia, according to religion. Beautiful, smooth life. That's called having dunya and akhirah. Akhirah is there, it's going to come. But dunya, this is the meaning. So, these few points I heard from a pious elder, may Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and all of you as well. Today, in this day and age, in this era, these points are very beneficial. The Quran has prescribed these to us. It's pushing us, shoving us, giving us warning, admonishment towards true tawbah, repentance. Let's turn back to Allah, leave haram, unlawful actions, and let's come back towards Allah's deen. Come back towards Allah's deen. And with firmness, we should prepare for the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq ability. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سيدنا المرسلين شفيع المذنبين طه ياسين الحبيب المؤمنين اللهم صل على سيدنا نبي المؤمنين وازواجه المؤمنين وذريته واهل بيته كما صليت على ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك لنا ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستعين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب سر قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وشنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنتي ونفعنا بمحبتي واشرنا بزمرتي يا كريم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'da al-maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'da al-maut. Allahumma inna la zikriga wa shukriga wa husni ibadatiga. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
جن بہن بھائیوں نے اپنے بیماروں کے لیے دعا کے لیے کہا اللہ پاک اپنے فضل و خاص و کرم سے ان بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, شفا کلی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ شفا کلی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تیرے کون سا مشکل ہے کہاں یا کریم, تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا ان کی بیماریوں کو جڑ سے نکال دے. یا اللہ ان کی بیماریوں کو جڑ سے نکال دے. انہیں شفا کامل حاج نصیب فرما, انہیں ایمان والی زندگی نصیب فرما, قرآن والی زندگی نصیب فرما, سجود والی زندگی نصیب فرما, حلال رزق والی زندگی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تم پہ رحم فرما. یا اللہ اگر انہوں نے توبہ کی ہے تو ان کو سچی اور پکی توبہ نصیب فرما, ان کی زندگی کو تبدیل فرما دے. یا اللہ ان کے دلوں میں قرآن کی بہار لیا, ان کی آنکھوں میں اپنا نور اتار دے. یا اللہ ان کی زندگی کے اندر قرآن کی بہاروں کو لیا. یا اللہ ان کی زندگی کو ایمان والی عملی زندگی نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ وہ بہت ہی خوش قسمت, بہت ہی خوش قسمت لوگ ہیں میرے مولا جو بیماریوں سے ڈر کے تیری طرف پلٹتے ہیں اور تیری طرف رجوع کرتے ہیں اور سچی توبہ کر لیتے ہیں. وہ لوگ دنیا بھی پا جاتے ہیں اور آخرت بھی پا جاتے ہیں میرے مولا. تیرے کام ہر کام میں حکمت ہے اور فضل و کرم ہے میرے مولا. ہم تیری حکمت کو سمجھ نہیں سکتے. وہ بیمار جنہوں نے اللہ سے توبہ کر لی, وہ بیمار جنہوں نے توبہ کر کے اپنی صحت کو مانگ لیا, اللہ اکبر, وہ دونوں جہانوں کی خوشیاں نصیب ہو جاتی ہیں. نمبر ایک اللہ ان سے راضی ہو جاتا ہے, آخرت ان کو مل جاتی ہے. اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے تمام بیماروں کو سچی توبہ کے ساتھ شفا نصیب فرما, ان کی دونوں زندگی کو بہتر زندگی فرما دے. یہ بھی زندگی جنت کی زندگی ہو اور جنت کی زندگی تو ہے ہی جنت کی زندگی میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل کرم سے اپنی حکمتوں سے یا اللہ ہم سب کو توبہ نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا یہ عذاب جو اترا ہوا ہے کریم, یا کریم اس کو ہمارے لیے تم بھی بنا دے اور ہمیں گناہوں سے میرے مولا چھٹکارا نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ہم تو گناہوں میں اتنے ڈوب چکے ہیں کہ اس سے دلدل سے نکلنا ہی چاہتے, دلدل سے نکلنا ہی چاہتے. اے میرے مولا اس عذاب کو ایسی تم بھی فرما دے ہمارے لیے کہ بغیر کسی اس عذاب میں مبتلا ہوئے میرے مولا ہم تیرے خوف سے اور تیرے ڈر سے سچی توبہ کر بیٹھیں, تمام گناہوں کو چھوڑ بیٹھیں, پاک اور صاف متقی اور تقوی والی زندگی گزار سکیں. اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے توبہ کے لیے ہمارے ایسے شخص جو تیرا سچا دوست اور پکا دوست میرے مولا, جیسے تم نے قرآن میں فرمایا نبی کریم کے ارشاد مبارک سے اللہ ظاہر ہوا کہ ایسی دنیا کے اندر لوگ موجود ہیں میرے مولا جو لوگوں کی توبہ کراتے ہیں, لوگوں کو توبہ کراتے ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہم تو اندھے, ہمیں کچھ پتہ نہیں, ہمیں تو دنیا داری سب کچھ نظر آتے ہیں, تو اپنے فضل و خاص سے ہماری رہنمائی فرما. یا اللہ تو ہماری رہنمائی فرما. یا اللہ تو ہمیں رہنمائی فرما اس راستے میں اور اپنے اس دوست تک ملا دے جو واقعی ہے جو انسان کو توبہ بھی کراتا ہے اور تجھ تک پہنچا دیتا ہے میرے مولا. ایسے دوست تک ہماری رسائی فرما دے. سچے دل سے ہم تیری رہنمائی چاہتے ہیں میرے مولا, تیری طرف رجوع ہونا چاہتے ہیں, تیری طرف پلٹنا چاہتے ہیں. اے میرے مولا اپنے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے سے, اس کی آل کے صدقے سے, یا اللہ اس کی آل کے صدقے سے, حضرت فاطمہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کے چادر کے صدقے سے میرا مولا تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ اہل بیت کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما میرے مولا, ہمارے ایمانوں کو شفا نصیب فرما دے. یا کریم جن جنہوں نے ہاتھ اٹھائے ہوئے اپنی حاجات کے لیے, اپنی پریشانی کے لیے, یا اللہ مشکلات کے لیے, ان تمام کی مشکلات اور پریشانی تو اپنے فضل و خاص سے دور فرما دے. یا کریم تو اپنے فضل سے اس مجلس کا پورا پورا ثواب تو میرے شیخ حضرت علی مرتضیٰ کو پہنچا دے میرے مولا, اس کی جنت میں اولا درج نصیب فرما میرے مولا, اس کی اولاد سے ولی اللہ علی اللہ پیدا فرما, ان سے فیض جاری فرما پوری دنیا کے اندر میرے مولا. یا اللہ ان کی خانقاہوں کو آباد فرما. یا اللہ ہر آدمی کو اپنے شیخ سے ایسی محبت نصیب فرما جیسے اللہ تو نے میرے دل میں میری شیخ کی محبت پیدا فرما دی. یا کریم مرتے دم تک اس محبت کو مزید در مزید کرتا چلا جا, اپنے شیخ سے میری محبت کو اور مضبوط فرما دے میرے مولا. یا یا رحم الرحیم یا اکرم الاکرمین، اپنا حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وعالہ واصحابہ وزواجہ وذریاتہ اہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. آمین.